The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow Alex Ralph Sutton, the SDR show. This week, the band is called Holy Mother. It's Mike Torelli and Mickey Licks. They come in, and I saw this dude sing with Steel Panther, and I was so impressed by him. I just like, dude, I got to bring this guy in to have him sing live. He does Whitesnake better than Whitesnake, and just thought it'd be nice to have him in the studio. Big J Okerson, not here, but Zach Amico steps in as the co-host for the show this week. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Gas Digital Network, soon to become gasdigital.com. Brand new website. You can help us beta test over the course of 6 weeks. Just go log in at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can use the code SDR, get a 7-day free trial, access to every episode we've ever done, 22 other shows, 35 hours of entertainment, live chat, forum, and so much more. Or just keep listening or watching where you are right now. That's all that matters. And here it is right now, the Holy Mother episode of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Yeah, let's switch out.
Yeah, go here.
Hold on.
Check.
We are live, but let's switch these out, see if this works. Oh, my. This live radio. Stuff like that, you know, like, I'd say, hey, I hear it great now. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show.
What do we need in there?
Did you hear it, buddy?
I got something, yeah.
Okay, Mickey, here's it.
Do you need a new set of headphones?
Progress.
As long as it's all working, I'm stepping on that. Let's see. See if maybe it's just the headphones. And try either one of those.
Try this one.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. With me, for the first time in a while, as a co-host. When's the last time, Zachy?
It's been a little while. I was here for some women of ill repute.
Yeah, you were here for a couple of ones that always stand out. First of all, Zach Amico, host of Bye Guys, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, 51% of Real Ass Podcast.
Some would say 75, depending on how they're judging it.
But the ones that stick out, obviously, is... when Gene Simmons was on.
Hated me.
He hated you.
Oh, boy.
And also he hated...
And I mean, what a nice guy. How'd that happen?
Yeah, but also, by the way, what's great about it is that they had just came out with the Kiss Casinos, and Zach said, why did you not call them casinos? And you could see when he said it, in Gene's eyes, he's like, fuck.
He's been putting Kiss on everything for 50 years.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's probably a way better idea than whatever we were going... But then Zachy is one of the biggest wrestling fans of all time, and we have Chris Jericho coming on.
Didn't care for me.
Opening question.
You're 0 for 2 right now.
Opening question. He goes, well, that's a stupid question. And that was the end of that for Zach.
Yep. The Tommy Dreamer went well.
Tommy Dreamer went well.
And then Gerald Casale went great.
And yeah, Devo's Gerald Casale was great.
Because I think he was just pumped because I had just seen him, and I'm an enormous fan.
Yeah, that was
And
good.
I asked him, like, not, like... About Whip It.
Yeah, that was good. And then you came in for a couple of the debaucherous episodes here and there. But it is Zach Amico.
Thank you for having me, Ralph. You know, I love you very much.
Jay is out on tour. I think he's doing a show somewhere. But he'll be back next week. To those that know Jay, next week's will be a debaucherous episode. In my apartment, we are doing, and I'm sorry because I know your lady is out there, so you may want to mute this right now, but we're doing April Showers Bring May Flowers, and we're doing a squirting episode.
All right.
I will not be a contestant.
In my apartment next week, so.
One of the girls might look like me, depending on who's casting.
Yeah, on who booked the girls, right?
Good luck with cleanup.
So let me say how this came about before we go into anything else. I like to consider myself a somewhat in-the-know New York native in the rock and roll landscape. Been working in that space since I'm 18, and I'm 106 now. And Steel Panther did SDR. Figs was my co-host that day. And that night, we went to go see Steel Panther at Irving Plaza.
Love those guys. Know them since 2000. Just really good dudes. And it's a pretty standard thing that they will bring on local rock stars wherever they tour to go sing a song or two with them. And they bring out Frank Bello from Anthrax, who's done the show and good dude. And they bring on some guy, Mike Torelli, didn't know the name, knew the band when they said Riot, when they said Holy Mother. I'm like, okay, I know those bands. But you do a Whitesnake song to the point where if I close my eyes, it sounded like Coverdale in the 80s. Not Coverdale now.
Yeah.
Coverdale in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And to the point where it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, is this guy singing to a track? Like, what the fuck is going on here? And immediately afterwards, I DM you on Instagram like a real puss. And said, like, you don't know me, but I want you to do my show because I was fucking amazed by how good you sounded.
Thank you.
And then I start looking into your pedigree, and we have probably crossed paths 100 times in the past
definitely,
30 years
definitely.
Or 40 years.
Is this mic on?
Yes.
Yeah, could you turn me up because I'm deaf? Yeah, should have known better.
Good. You just got to get a little closer to it. You can pull it closer to you.
I got the same mic I sing record with, actually. Okay, there we go.
Okay, good.
My guitar's a little thick. Yes.
So it's amazing because you live in Long Island.
Yes, I do.
And we've known, we've been at all the same haunts, and yet somehow we've never crossed paths. And we're about the same age, give or take a couple of years.
What is that, 26?
Yeah, something like that. And you also, like, Bruno Ravel, you were, I think, did you play with Bruno at some point or no?
I recorded with Bruno with Riot.
With Riot, when you were in Riot. And Mark Reale, who was in Riot, I knew him when he did a couple of records with Tony Harnell.
Right.
Called Westworld, and I know Tony for years. And so it's just wild that we somehow never crossed paths, so I'm glad to finally meet you in person.
Yeah.
And who is this strapping
this is,
young man?
This is Mickey Licks, my guitar player.
I'm 35. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, how old are you? Like, let me guess.
Yeah, I'll take
Let's guess, Zachy.
I'm gonna go
24.
Okay.
I'm going to go 35 because I'm a good listener and I just said it.
No, I think he was joking. I thought he was joking.
I'm 19.
You're 19?
Get the fuck out of town.
There's no way he's 34.
I don't think he qualifies for this show.
I don't know. I thought he was like rock and roll pickled.
Are you really 19?
I'm really 19. I just turned 19 like last week.
Okay, so how the fuck did this come about?
Mike, you want to tell that story or should I? I'll tell that story. So, I recently started playing throughout the Long Island music scene. I would say like 2 years ago now, and it's just been like I was always like very into being a strong online presence.
Okay.
But then I was like, all right, so let's start playing out and stuff. And so started playing out, and I would always have like guest singers come up. And so one day, at a chance, we reached out to him, and we were just like, yo, you want to do, like, I think we did, like, what, Judas Priest, and I think we did Whitesnake.
I think we did Crying in the Rain, and...
You Got Nothing Coming.
Got Nothing Coming.
Yeah, so...
Just, like, online somewhere, or at a show?
At a show. So I had a show, I invited him to come, like, because I usually like to have guest singers, so I invited him, he came up, killed it, and, like, we remained friendly since, and then I get the call last August of, yo, Mick, I need a guitar player, and I'm like... Oh, fuck yeah. Why not? Like,
I mean, at 19, I have to ask, how the fuck do you get into the music that none of this was around when you were a kid?
Oh, my dad. 100%. My dad owned a guitar store growing up and everything.
And are you a local also?
Yeah. I live same Long Island.
Okay, that's cool. And so you started very young. If I'm not mistaken, your first band in like 14 is called Mistress?
Yes.
Right? How about that?
Yes, indeed.
And then Last Licks was the other one.
Yes.
And it's all local New York stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. And everything was local.
And I don't mean to be a douchebag, none of it really catapults to a national stage at that point, right?
Right, because it's like the Polish guy said, it wasn't that good.
Oh, that was great.
I'm like,
straightforward.
We're talking about that off there. I do hours of research for everybody that comes on the show.
It's too funny, man.
And a guy that I've never seen this happen. And Zachy, let me ask you this, because he's in a lot of trauma films, right? Does that happen to you where you go do an interview for a new movie and people just say, well, this was one of the worst trauma films I've ever seen.
Oh, or they're like, yeah, why do you do bad movies?
Really?
Brutally honest,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine things like that happen.
Wow.
And do you just smile and take it?
Yeah, no, or you make fun of them.
Because you were very cordial, Mike.
Well, you know what? The guy is one of our biggest fans, so I just like took it on the chin. I'm like, whatever. Plus, we were playing... He took me down in a dungeon to do the interview. We're playing upstairs.
And you hadn't played yet.
No.
That's fucking even weirder.
And he's like, yeah, you know, and then he said something about Van Halen. And I know I pissed you off because Van Halen.
Yeah, I'm a big Van Halen guy. So when he said something about Van Halen, I'm like, oh, I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, it is wild. And then also to say, like, oh, that last album you guys did, there was some like experimental rock. I think maybe I forget which one it was. I don't remember.
Yeah, we did an album called N.O.W.
Yeah, and he goes, well, I did not like that. It was it's fucking weird.
You know,
straightforward.
It was like an industrial thing that we experimented with.
Right. And then also because we're the same age, and I'm going to embarrass myself with this as well, we both have a love of beatboxing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So did you ever actually try and do anything with that or just something you...
No, when I actually, on my voice memos, I got like...
Not bad.
I never know how to act when a grown man beatboxes in front of me.
It's weird because it's a beatbox.
But it's not.
But it's not the. Yeah, that's more.
Do the siren you were doing before.
Wait. I haven't done it in years.
Very Michael Winslow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like your beatbox doesn't have bass. Like when a Puerto Rican girl plays music on her cell phone at CVS. Yeah.
I'm just like. It sounds good in my head, though. You know,
yeah. I like it. Yeah, I used to battle beatbox. I don't have done it.
Let me
time.
Hear that shit.
Yeah, but mine's different. Mine was more not that one. This was more like.
That's cool.
That kind of like
get it going, get it going, get it going.
That was weird. We can make it a little. Zach, you want to try?
Not at all.
I'm with you on that, Zach. I'm not trying that.
Yeah, I used to battle in Brooklyn.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, when I was 14. Kind of ridiculous.
It's too thick.
What's wrong?
Hey, man. Anything thick ain't a problem.
This is too thick.
We like them thicker.
You can pull the mic that way.
Come to me
push the mic. Pull it towards you. The whole top.
Seriously?
Look at this. Look.
Here, it's got a, you see the knob.
Oh,
right
I
here.
See. Right there. I'm new at this. You know, I never.
I always feel it's weird that you have to explain to singers to sing on a microphone.
I don't want
to
break anything.
So we were talking off air about favorite vocalists, and you have this knack to sound like people, like I said, Whitesnake at the top of the show, but I saw you sing Dio where you sound like fucking Dio. I saw you do a Mr. Big cover and all these different artists. I even saw you do a Tears for Fears song. Like somehow, and I guess because I know you worked with a wedding band or something for a while.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have to kind of learn... That.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult. I mean, some of the new pop artists, they're, you know, they don't project like the Coverdales and the Dios. So I had to learn how to whisper more, you know, sing it more like airy and all that.
Because
kind of stuff.
Modern vocalists don't belt it out.
Right. They're not belters.
So is it better for your voice when that happens?
You know what? I wouldn't say it's better. I mean, you still got to take care of your voice, obviously. But when you're belting, you want to, it's like if you don't do it for a long time, it's like you can not lose it, but you know, you regress a bit.
Because you are, as we said, a couple years older than me.
What?
And most of your rock star brethren at this point don't hold on to that ability.
Yeah.
And you take it as a part, because I know also, which I want to get into a little bit because it is fascinating, that you had the same. Stomach cancer that Ronnie had.
Exactly.
Except, unfortunately, he did not survive. You did survive. But you don't have a stomach.
Exactly.
Can you explain that?
I think 13 years ago, 14 going on, whatever, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer, stage 3.
Out of nowhere? Like you weren't feeling well?
No, I was not feeling well. I was losing weight. I was a pretty big dude. Always thin, but always, you know, bodybuilding and... So I was 40 pounds heavier. Not as heavy as you, though. No, I'm kidding.
No worries.
Licking punch. Anyway, so I was having a problem eating. It was really hard to swallow, and I was like, something's wrong. I was losing weight. So I went to get, finally, they're like, it's acid reflux, whatever. Went on. Finally, I did the endoscopy, and that was the day I found out I had stage 3 stomach cancer. So,
but like, you went from... Maybe I don't feel so great.
Yeah.
And skipping stage 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because stage 4 is there's no coming back, I think, right?
No.
So stage 3 is, I don't know enough about it. But
I think Dio waited way too long.
Did you ever meet Ronnie personally?
I didn't.
Oh,
I never did. Never did.
I got lucky to hang with him a few times. Super cool dude.
I bet my wife did, though. She's met everyone. She's even met me. Hi, no, Janet. You never met Ronnie?
Janet's behind the glass.
Yeah, well, Ronnie got to hang out a few times back when he did Heaven and Hell, the reunion tour.
Right.
I got to hang out with all of them for the day, which was pretty wild. Wow. To sit in a room with them. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Great moment.
So what they did was they didn't say that they were going to do a full gastrectomy. But when he went in, I guess he saw more than he expected. And they removed the 33 lymph nodes and they did a full gastrectomy, which means they took my whole stomach out.
But now, so as in, I don't know what that means now. Does that mean that when you eat?
Well, it took me a long time to, you know, acclimate to, you know, eating certain foods. And, you know, it's still a battle. But see, my mentality was always eat a lot, because I was always, you know, weightlifting and whatever. So it was definitely a big adjustment. And then, you know, but what he did was he built a small intestine as a pouch.
Okay.
And for me eating, you know, pushing or whatever, I created another pouch.
So does that mean now, like, you just, as long as you eat small meals,
you got it.
You're fine.
Right.
Can you drink or you don't drink?
Well, that's funny because I was drinking for like 14, up till 3 years ago. And I had some kind of a blockage. And I stopped drinking because they thought maybe that the pancreatic enzymes were getting thick, and if I ever get some kind of a blockage, that adds to it. So I had pancreatitis. It was horrific. So I said, you know what? As much as I miss drinking, I'm not going to drink anymore.
So here's my stupid question. Do you think, in a way, getting the cancer, forcing you to eat smaller, healthier meals and quit drinking, could be why your voice still sounds great?
That's definitely contributes, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yep. But you know what, though? Back then, they didn't have, like, in-ear monitors that are always pushing over amps and all that kind of stuff. So you know what? I went to in-ears probably, like, at least 10 years now. You know, always used earplugs and, you know. But, again, you got to take care of it. It's like a muscle. You got to hydrate. You got to... I do exercise in the car coming here. I'm like, I got to, like, do something.
I was walking in. A girl was doing, like, trills as coming here. She was... I don't know where she was going, but she was going to...
All right, before we go any further, if you are a responsible adult over the age of 21 and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, and more importantly, you want to get really high, super duper fucking high, we've got the answer for you. It's very simple. It's time to go to yoDelta.com, stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. They have vapes, they have gummies, and if you're living in an area where it is legal and over the age of 21, there is no reason not to head on over to yoDelta.com and stock up on that high-quality Delta 8. It's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you very high. They have a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, and yoDelta.com is an official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you will get 25% off your entire order. Once again, the code is GAS, the website is yoDelta.com, and it's you stocking up on vapes and gummies of Delta 8. Yo Delta, home of Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back into it.
And by the way, the guy, I made a note of it, he hated something called tabloid crush.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the album he hated.
Right.
He said it like three times in the interview.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
First of all, it wasn't metal enough for him. This guy's into, like Toxic Rain is
Well,
brutal.
That's where I find this interesting, is that your career, when you look at the different bands that you've been in over the years, you seem to teeter between crazy melodic, like metal, like, you know, belt the shit out metal,
right,
to the Coverdale-y, Badlands, Blue Murdery, rock and roll melodic rock.
Right.
Where does your heart lie? Somewhere in between? A little bit of both?
Above where it's
right now.
That was payback, Mike. That was
exactly. You know what?
Thank you, Zachy.
It lies more so with the bluesier, you know, bluesier singers and stuff like that. You know, Coverdale, Lou Gramm, you know, of course, Dio.
But then most of your...
Ray Gillen, the late, great Ray Gillen. He was amazing. I knew the Rondinellis very well.
Bobby Rondinelli.
Bobby's a great friend of mine. Teddy, you know him too as well.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw those guys, you know, I was like 16. I couldn't believe it. You
he,
know,
to me, was one of the best frontmen. And if he would have not died, he would have probably gone on to be one of the best frontmen.
He was
so, you know,
insane.
He just like was in an opening band for for Deep Purple. And they got rid of their singer. And like, you want to do it? And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And he became the fucking lead singer Deep Purple that day. That was
He sang for Black Sabbath.
Right? And for Sabbath.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He sang and they recorded the... what album was that? Seventh Sign. No,
Seventh. No. Forgot which one. Well, yeah, it was Black Sabbath. Right. Right? But yeah, and then he had Badlands, and they did Dusk, and just a really good dude. And Sun Red Sun was also great.
That yep.
was, but anyway, so we had this idea because you do so many different types of singing. Also, like, by the way, you're a fan of Barry Manilow. I heard you sing some Barry Manilow, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know you sang Barry Manilow, dude.
Probably did that
I'm finding something new.
Yeah, I'm a big Barry Manilow fan. There's him. So, you do these different vocalists. I know you have some solo stuff too. So what let's start with, what are you working on right now as you specifically, not as a cover artist, but as Mike Torelli?
As Holy Mother.
As Holy Mother.
We're doing an album right now. Like, I'm in my own studio every day, sending out mixes to a gentleman in Germany, sending out mixes to a guy in Long Island. And I'm like every day playing guitar, singing, have a mic play on it.
Because also Holy Mother took like a 17-year hiatus,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So, and then Jim Harris, who's the drummer, who's a writer with me big time. He's a great lyricist. He's actually, he wrote two novels. Guy's a talented guy. Great drummer. Great friend of mine. He, you know, does a lot of writing with me. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, so that's what we're doing. We should be out by next year. We got some festivals coming up in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
In July, we're at Headbangers Open Air, and then we have another one. Yeah, we have another big
one.
We can't.
I'm
not allowed
to
announce it yet, but I would love to. It's the biggest, probably the biggest festival in Europe right now. It's in Germany.
Do what you will with that.
Yeah, I'm going to tease you.
I think you figured that out already. Yeah. And then also just the last part that I can't believe we didn't cross paths, because you were in Burning Star, right?
Right.
And Fingers recommended you to join Burning Star. And I know Fingers forever. So just.
How did you know that?
I know everything.
I know everything.
Yeah, come on now. So it is just wild that it really blows my mind that we never cross paths. And also, you are one of the few singers that also plays guitar, which is always nice to see.
I do, but I usually do not play guitar and sing at the same time. Oh. They're always like, don't fucking play guitar. Don't play guitar. Just sing. But yeah, I play guitar.
So you're going to do a solo song first? What are we going to do? Or are you
Let's do.
What do you want to do?
Let's do Is This Love.
Okay.
All right, and then we're going to try something after this that I hope that we can fuck around with.
Me, me, me. Here we go.
Okay. You hear that?
Yeah.
Good? Okay.
Should've known better than to let you go alone. But times like these, can't make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights. I can't wait to see you again. If I've spent my time waiting on your call, how can I tell you, babe, my back's against the wall? I need you by my side to tell me it's all right, 'cause I don't think I can take any more. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this the love that I've been searching for? Is this love? Oh, am I dreaming? This must be love. Oh, it's really got a hold on me. Hold on me. Mm. I'll stop this feeling. I've been this way before. But with you, I'll find the key that opens any door. I can feel my love for you growing stronger day by day. And I can't wait to see you again. So I can hold you in my arms. This is love that I'm feeling. Is this the love that I've been searching for? Is this love? Oh, am I dreaming? This must be love. 'Cause it's really got a hold on me. Hold on me.
Wow. God damn it.
Thank you.
That is pretty fucking wild. So now, when you start experimenting with singers that you can possibly emulate, how do you, like, go down that path? Do you hear someone and you go, oh, I could do that? Or is it a matter of kind of figuring out where your voice goes?
It depends on the singer. I mean, when I first heard, actually, Dio, I was so, like, blown away by what he, the way he sounded. And then, you know, he's in, like, a, you know, let me take this off, high school bands or whatever, and they would play it, and it just was, that was a natural thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
The Dio, you know, Coverdale, the big voices, you know. But as far as if I got to do something like Maroon 5 or something, you
we
know,
just had one of the guys on the
difficult.
Other yesterday.
Did you? Who was that?
The drummer.
Wow.
Ryan Dusick.
Ryan Dusick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, try to get the tone the best I can, you know. I mean, it's nothing that I think about too much or whatever. I listen to the tone or whatever, and that's it.
And also because you're in so many bands, like, you know, Messiah's Kiss and the Holy Mother, the two big ones, right? And then the cover band is Entourage, right?
Right. Eight piece.
So they're like the if I'm not mistaken, the Messiah's Kiss guys were fans of Holy Mother, and that's how that came about, right?
There you go. Yeah.
And they're are they German?
They're all German, right? That's a story in itself. Actually, Holy Mother used to record in a studio in Bochum, Germany, with a gentleman by the name of Detlef Moorman, and we became really good friends. We did all the albums there, Toxic Rain, Criminal Afterlife. We even did the one that sucked, the MW. We did that one.
According to that guy, there's about three that suck.
I'm saying most of your discography sucks.
Yeah, it all sucked. And Messiah's Kiss were fans of Holy Mother, and they bought all the CDs, albums, or whatever. And they went to the studio in Germany, in Bochum, and said, you know, I'd like to get this guy, Mike Torelli, to sing on all our stuff, whatever, on our new album. They reached out to me like three times, and I was like, no. Finally.
How's their English?
Very good.
Okay.
Very
better
good.
Than the guy in Poland.
Oh, way better. Okay. Way better. So he's going to see this interview. So
yeah, he's
like, going
to be like, yeah, I'm
Mike,
never.
That's it.
Never talking to
you're not coming
again.
Back. You're not coming back to Poland.
Yeah.
So whatever. And then after like the third time, they were very persistent. I said, you know what? Let me do this. You know, I'll go to Germany. I'll go there. I'll record the album and spend time with Detlef because the guy's a super guy. I love the guy. Went in, did that. And then we forget it. It took off. First album was on SPV Steamhammer. First show was at Wacken Open Air.
Wow.
2.5 month tour with Doro Pesch. It was
good
like
girl.
Boom, boom. We were like all over the place. The sad thing about it was, is that they were like a local German band that was, you know, in their town, they were big or whatever. Mm-hmm. The bass player, Andy, his name was, the poor guy, we finally get this big tour, they're on tour. After the second show, the manager, this guy, Reiner Hansel, he's like, you got to get rid of that bass player. Right on tour. Poor guy, felt so bad, they fired him. They got this guy, Wayne Banks, in the mm-hmm. band. Which now you know because he's in Holy Mother as well.
Funny. Me and Wayne are like best friends.
Wayne lives in Nottingham, England, and he's, you know, great. He's played with Robin Gibb. I mean, he's played with everybody, you know. Saxon.
Blaze Bailey.
Who else? Yeah, Blaze. Forget it. The list goes on. Anyway, so he comes on. He's learning the songs on the bus or whatever. And, that you know, that's how that came about. You know, we did some album. We toured with him and...
When I first interviewed Doro Pesch on my old radio show, going back to 2000, 2001, right? I didn't realize how manic her fan base is, because she's pretty, you know, and she's a nice girl, and she signed some stuff for the show.
Right.
And the tour bus had just started. We were on like two or three stations. We did not have a lot of money yet. And I said, maybe if I eBay this stuff, because she didn't sign a lot of stuff back then, we could maybe make enough money to like last a while.
Right.
And it got into a bidding war, and it went for like $1,000.
Really?
And this is in 2000, and that supported the show for like the first 6 months we were on the air, because she signed a couple things.
Right. She's doing really well.
Now they're huge. I mean, she's maintained. It was when that Love Me in Black record came out, which was a great fucking record.
Yeah, all the guys in the band, I'm good friends. Yeah,
Johnny D is a great guy.
Johnny D, yeah.
I know Johnny
D's from Jersey.
And I know him since Britney Fox days, so that's it's a good dude. He actually fucked a girl I was dating at the time.
Yeah, that hurt son my feelings of a bitch. Bit.
Ow,
yeah. If you're listening right now, Johnny D.
Yeah, and he'll admit it. She left with him at the show.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you
little
do?
Johnny, huh?
Little Johnny D.
Let me tell you, every time Johnny got off the bus, it was like, yo, man, how you doing? Yeah.
He's a good dude.
He's living in Germany now.
I was on a date last week before I went to Florida, before I went to LA and got sick. I met the girl on Instagram. All I do is meet girls on Instagram because I'm human garbage. This is well established. And she was like, I think she was 25. And we go out to have dinner, go back to my house, we have sex. She was talking about how she has two or three other roommates. They have one bathroom. And she's, you know, she's a young kid living in New York, making ends meet.
Making bad decisions,
sleeping with a 53-year-old, right? And I try to be nice. I'm like, you know, if you want to stay over, pretty girl, nice girl, you can stay the night. She goes, it's 10:30. I'm going out. Like,
that's the funny thing. That, you know what? Dating young girls, they're going to get bored.
She thought I was crazy. Like, right. And we've never seen each other.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah, you were the warm-up for her midnight.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Cared about.
Well, think about it. We used to go out at midnight. Go to the clubs that you said we probably ran into each other.
Spit, Limelight,
Spit,
yeah.
Right?
When I was DJing at Limelight, the owner at the time said he considered we were the chapel DJs. If our room closed before 6, he considered it a failure for the evening. And it's just crazy. And I would get to work at 9 in the morning the next day. How the fuck I did that? Are you young enough, Zachy, these days that you could still pull all-nighters or no?
I can go, not without help.
But I never did any drugs. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, your bachelor party was like the latest I'd stayed up in a very long time.
That was a late night.
That was a late fucking night for me. It was like 5 in the morning.
What? No, it was like two, three years ago.
Yeah.
You still married?
Yep.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
I think I went home at 5 in the morning that night. That was the latest night.
That was a good one.
Would you sleep like for 3 days after that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm fucking old. And then I'll feel like shit for a week.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Where was that again? In Brooklyn, right?
It looked like it was like an abandoned Payless.
Yeah, it was really fucking.
It was a real seedy operation.
It was really seedy. That was Lewis that put that together?
Yeah.
That motherfucker is seedy, that's for sure.
Yeah, my co-host on my podcast had two. He wasn't my best man, but he had two jobs. Bachelor party and walk my mom down the aisle.
Okay, so
and he did great at both.
And hopefully he washed his hands in between one and the other.
So how many girls did you have at the bachelor party?
I think there was...
There was a bunch of wacky chicks.
Yeah, it was six. Yeah.
Six?
Six and the...
All right.
Well, the go-getter...
I wish I knew you.
Yeah, where was our invite, dude?
The go-getter of the six, at one point, right in the early in the evening, before the drinks had really gone, somebody went, she covered in burns? And we went, yeah, all right, let's keep going.
Yeah, it was pretty... It was an interesting...
It was a seedy operation.
It was a seedy operation. It was very on brand for Zachy, I feel.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good, though. It was good shit. All right, before we go any further, this is a brand new sponsor for the SDR show. You know how I always love to say, support the sponsors that support the show, but this is just a fun, silly thing to do to kill time online, and you could win money. It's an online social casino that allows you to play completely risk-free and attempt to win some actual money at stake.us. Stake.us usually does not offer sign-up bonuses, but we were able to unlock a 5% rakeback rate if you use the rakeback code SDR on your first deposit. Our code SDR is not the only way to get free plays, and players can easily sign up and get daily login bonuses and promotions to help them boost their gold coins and stake coin pots. It's all for gambling, I'm assuming. I don't know. What do I know? Stake.us provides players with an immersive gaming experience, lots of in-house titles, and dedicated forums to help keep things social and so much more. Games like Blackjack, Plinko, Dice, Baccarat, Video Poker, all there just to name a few. And remember, our rakeback code is SDR and not the only way to get any sort of bonuses. Play with both gold coins and stake cash immediately without any form of payment.
Stake.us is legal to all U.S. residents, excluding those in Idaho, Nevada, New York, and Washington. Sign up using the code SDR to unlock a 5% rake back. That's promo code SDR for 5% rake back at stake.us. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, so because you're spread somewhat thin with these different bands that you seem to...
Are you saying I'm too thin?
You have no stomach, yeah.
I'm too thin?
You know, Holy Mother, Messiah's Kiss, Entourage, and there was another band I heard you talking about a couple years ago. I forget what it was right now, but there's like three, or that's three bands right there.
I'm in a Dio Coverdale. It's called Dio.
Dio Dale?
Called, no,
Dio Snake.
Dio Snake. It's called. It was Dio Dale for like a couple days. Now it's Dio Snake.
Dio Snake.
And we do all the popular Dio songs and all the popular White Snake songs. You know, you do like songs. Sometimes some people don't know all the, you know, White Snake songs or whatever. But so we do all the popular songs, and then keeps everybody's interest.
Do you delve deep at all into either catalog, or you stick with the hits?
Right now, we're sticking with the hits, but people want to do like Gates of Babylon and stuff like that, you know, great stuff.
So those are your two biggest wheelhouses, are Dio and Coverdale? Are there other people that you think you can...
Rod Stewart.
You do?
Oh, have I told... You know that one? Dude. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Something like that.
That's great. That's really, but here's the thing.
I just want you to know, in Secaucus, New Jersey right now, my mom's pussy is tinkling.
That's great. That's great.
So, we had talked about maybe trying, and I don't know if this is possible.
Oh, my God.
And I give Zach the credit, because it's a good idea. Like you said, you do Dio and Coverdale very well. To try and do either a Dio song as if Mr. Coverdale was singing it,
okay,
or vice versa.
What can we do?
Rainbow in the dark?
Oh, my God.
Because I know, it? Like, I don't know, you just... We're not doing crying just in the rain, you know. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, yeah, do that.
No, I'm not doing that. It doesn't work.
All right.
You want Rainbow?
Let's see. How would Coverdale sing Rainbow in the Dark?
I mean, it's a fantasy that no one's ever been able to experience.
Let's try it. Come on. Well, there's lightning. I don't know how we'd sing it. You know it always brings me down. Cause it's free and I see that it's me who's lost and never found. I don't know. I forget that one.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
I don't know where to go with it.
That's a tough one.
He's got that more, you know.
If you did, I don't know. Like,
try Crying in the Rain. Maybe I could do a deal.
Do you want me to just take from the verse?
Crying in the Rain?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Try Crying in the Rain.
Let's hear it.
How would Dio sing Crying in the Rain? Okay, good. Keep on dreaming dreams of tomorrow, filling my time with the candles in the wind. Always taking my chances on the promise of the future, with a heart filled with sorrow, paints a lonely tapestry. The sun is shining, ooh, but it's raining in my heart.
That is fucking good.
That was really weird.
That was really interesting.
You know, he's got that.
That's fucking wild. It is interesting. There was a couple of notes there.
I'm like, oh, I can see that. Some of them are sour.
Right now, Rod Stewart doing Breaking the Law.
Fuck. was completely wasted, out of work and down.
I don't remember.
I couldn't even hear your guitar anyway.
But thank you for indulging us on that.
Oh, hold on a second.
We tried.
Oh, I enjoyed it very much. So now you guys are recording the new Holy Mother record, and you do a couple of festivals lined up. Does that mean that Messiah's Kiss is on hold?
Messiah's Kiss has been on hold since 2016, okay. But we've been recording a lot of stuff. So we're actually putting it together now. I actually recorded a song called You're the Voice. I don't know if you ever heard that before.
I'm not.
John Farnham. It's probably like the biggest song in every country in the world, except for America.
Oh, really?
Everybody knows the song. He sent it to me, Eddie, from Messiah's Kiss, the drummer. He's like, you got to sing this song. I'm like, I never heard this song. He goes, you never heard this song? It was number one in every country in the
really?
World.
Really?
Even Coldplay goes out and they bring John Farnham on stage when they're in Europe. And they do it.
That's crazy. But everywhere or like all of Europe?
I'm talking about probably every country.
That's fucking weird. I've
most
never heard
countries,
of it.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan?
Where?
Like Kazakhstan?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
number
too.
One
yeah,
there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. So we just did that. He's gonna release that as a single. He's having somebody mix that and see if we can pop something really quick with that song. Came out really good.
That's pretty wild. And now also, because you're so, especially even on your YouTube channel, you've become so synonymous with covers, right?
Right.
Do you feel that it's almost like a requirement when you're recording a new record?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of something we should do on this new album. Mick wants to do something that's light and make it heavy.
Yeah, I'm always a fan of that. Like, yeah. Right. What is it? That guy, Leo Moriciale.
Yeah, he was on, yeah, I used to host Shiprock. He was on Shiprock a lot.
Oh, he's love his stuff. And it's like, yeah. I love how, like,
you know him, Zachy?
I don't know if I was on the year he was
no,
on.
You may not, but he does like, he just does like these big guitar anthemic, right. Like getting a whole ship or a whole festival to sing along to his shit. He found a good niche. He really
I'll tell
did.
You what. It's kind of a sticky situation to put out something that's a pop song and make it metal or whatever. Because some of these metal guys, like the guy in Poland,
for? I think this is where though you just kind of have to have fun with it and like, I mean, be like,
would,
eh, who gives
I
a fuck?
I want to do something like this.
Well, you gotta aim that down more.
What key is that? There? What key is that in?
I don't even know what you're playing.
I'm trying to see. You know the song Sexy Back?
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
As we were like,
you want to bring Sexy really back? Up. Is that what you're telling me? You're trying to bring Sexy back?
I was going
to
do something like that, but I don't remember. The
are you telling me Holy Mother's bringing Sexy back?
How's it go again? Scheiße.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing Sexy back.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm always a fan of making like The Cure heavy. The Cure always, to me, works like that.
I did a Depeche Mode remake. We did It's No Good.
That's a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, though. Like, I don't like, Buck Cherry was doing this for a while, where they took like a really current pop song and just rocked it up a little bit. And I think you're just trying to game the Spotify playlist in that scenario, where right. It doesn't seem genuine. Yeah. Like, it's not like you're an
that's
actual
what I mean.
Fan of the song.
You gotta be.
I would really rather, careful. If it's, not that I have any fucking say in right. This at all, take an old song and make that your own. Like, I use Faith No More as a great example of that, when they made, when they did Easy, sick. You know, yeah. Like, and they did, I started a joke, they did things that you wouldn't expect a rock band to
they
do.
They did a Bee Gees thing?
They did a joke. Really? Yeah, yeah. Wow. So, one of their EPs is really great. I like shit like that. I find that fascinating to make that your own, as opposed to, like, they did, what was that stupid song about, I don't care, I love it. Buck Cherry did that. Yeah, and I just
oh,
like,
I've heard that.
Yeah,
heard
and
it,
I just
yeah.
felt like, I don't know. I love it. I don't know, guys.
You know, I did Superstar by the Carpenters. I remade that.
That's cool. That's a good one.
I always thought it was, you know, cool, but they hated it. So
who's they, though?
Polish guy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Do you have a cover that you've recorded that is one of your favorites?
That's hard to say. Holy Diver we did. Back.
That was on the Dio record, right?
That was on Holy Dio.
Yeah.
On Century Media. And it was actually on Criminal Afterlife, actually.
And that was a time when everybody was doing those tribute records for a while.
Right.
And they just get a bunch of people together. There's some really good ones out there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
All right, we don't have too much time. I'd like to do one more song, and then we'll do the first and wrap this up. Is there one you want to bang out?
You want to do No Death Reborn?
Yeah.
This song is it's about opioid abuse.
Okay.
And we got a video for it. My daughter Violet is in the video, and she actually sang on it. We recorded it like 5 years ago. She was 10.
Let me do the math on that. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, she's 15 now.
Yes. And, so we decided to put it on the new Holy Mother record, and here we go.
Let's hear it.
I need to get my guitar for this one. Here we go.
Are you playing?
Yeah, they're going to play on this one.
And then I have one more Ralph's a Creep question for you, Zachy, but we'll do it after the song.
He said she was only 15, Ralph.
All right, hold on.
By the way, it's not that far off from that, and I'll tell you in a minute.
Ralph, can you record me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Shannon.
Let me get on the mic.
You're banging that thing up over there? What's going on?
Get started up. I got to move this chair before this thing's hit me in it. All right, ready?
Working it out. All right.
Ready?
I think so. Your heart bleed, let my foam run as it leaves your arms. Oh, it's my whole life, death disease mine. Let me fool the mouth and move the speed. I want my whole life. Lived my whole life where my foes dine and deceive, Lord, death reborn. Oh, let my hometown melt away. Sex before lies, before the sun. Oh. So many young don't know what to see. So many young like puppets on a string. So many young, so many young, so many young. So many young don't know what to see. So many young like puppets on a string. So many young, so many young, so many young. I want my whole life. I seen the eyes of the holy black. I paid. I seen the eyes of the holy black. I pay the price to set the children free to be. I realize there's no going back. There's no death reborn, no death reborn. I seen the eyes of the holy black. I pay the price to set the children free to be. I realize there's no going back. There's no death reborn, no death reborn for me.
So many young don't know what to see.
So many young like puppets on a string. So many young, so many young, so many young. So many young
don't know what to see. So many young, like puppets on a string. So many young, so many young, so many young. I want my whole life. Yeah.
Wow, what a note at the end. That was great. That was awesome. Let me ask you a question.
I couldn't play because this thing kept hitting me. So
Mickey, you're 19.
Yes.
At 19, in theory, you're still in school.
Nope.
Or are you out of school?
I just graduated last year.
You just graduated.
Yeah, just graduated.
Okay. So is the family thrilled that you're going out on tour? They're like, go get a regular job? Or
well, thankfully enough, I have a supportive family. It was my decision because I graduated last year to decide not to go to college because I'm just one of those people that's just like, I don't want to look back like 30 years from now and be like, what if? Like, I don't want to be like, just sitting there like.
Because at 19 to go out on the road, it's pretty fucking wild.
So our first tour was in December. I was 18 at the time.
That's crazy.
So it's been so much fun. It's just like, it's like living the dream right now.
And you
now.
Bring the collective age of the group down by 30%, I imagine, right? I mean.
Do I? I think I do.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, who did that? Well,
that's pretty fucking cool. And I'm sure you're cleaning house on the sniz department when that's on the tour. Right? It's got to be.
Well, he had a girlfriend at the time on tour, and then there was a
that didn't work out.
A couple of incidents, like some girl grabbed them in the crowd, started kissing, goes, and we took pictures, goes, whatever you do, don't post that. My girlfriend, meanwhile, he gets home. She's gone anyway. What was the, you know, there's no sense.
There was no sense.
Then I give your family credit for saying, all right, cool, just go out and fucking rock out the world. That's pretty cool that they would do that. That's nice.
Yeah.
You have, actually good friends with his dad now, so.
That's cool.
Dad is great.
Was dad
supportive.
A fan of you? Is that how
dad
that came
Dad knew
out?
Who I was, and he was really supportive. He thought it was a great idea for Mick to get involved with Holy Mother, and it's worked out so good so far, and it will work out, I'm sure. For a long time.
Yeah, all right, my creepy story, Zach, and then we're gonna do the plugs. All right.
Oh boy.
Here
so
we go.
I'm not showing the picture on air because the fans are too crazy and I don't want them to look her up. But I want you, Zach, in your opinion, how old is this girl? And obviously I'm saying this in a way that you would imagine she's young. Right?
Yeah, I don't like being fed this.
I don't like being fed this.
How old did you say?
I gotta see this.
23, 24.
Okay. Is that fair?
Yeah.
No.
Right. Okay. So that's what I thought. Okay. We met on Instagram. I only do is meet the girls on Instagram. We met 3 years ago on Instagram. And we've been taking, she lives in Australia. She posts that, oh, I'm going to be in LA. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in LA the same 3 days. You're going to be in LA. She's like, oh, let's get together. Have lunch. And as soon as she said, I'm like, oh, this girl is young. Like younger than her picture.
She's got a kids menu.
They're bringing her out the crayons. Yeah.
So I think she just turned 22 now.
Uh-huh.
Which means that when we first started talking.
You were right at the buzzer.
She was 19. And no one's looking at me and thinking, oh, that guy's 30. I'm obviously at least in my 50s.
How'd her dad die?
Yeah. No, and here's the thing. That's a logical question. Good family. Has money. She like seems to be relatively normal, but obviously not. So I don't know what
is it like how the water in the toilet goes the other way in Australia? A good family ends up fucking
yeah. So now, like, she had texted me after, said, I'm moving to California, I'd love to come visit you in New York. And I do think it's a little weird, it's a fucking little weird, and she's gorgeous.
You know, I think lead with your heart, Ralph.
It's too weird.
No.
You don't think so? I don't know. It's weird.
No, I mean, for a regular person, yes.
for
Ralph, no, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it is fucking weird.
She speaks English. I mean, yeah, she's fucking five steps ahead of the game for you.
Well, Mickey's got 80-year-old women after him, I think,
right? Yeah, well, that's...
I come out of the nursery home, they just follow me with their cans. It's bad.
I imagine the fan base skews a little older.
Well, yeah, usually on the island, it's a lot of crazy older women. Right, but, like, it is what it is. Like, you know.
Hey, Mickey, remember this. Women are like dog shit. The older they are, the easier they get to pick up.
Right. I love that. I love that.
I like that. It's accurate. All right, we'll hit the first and we'll wrap this up, all right? Okay. Hit it, Shannon.
The first time ever I saw Concert Detroit's had sex.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. The first experience with all three.
First time.
What? Hey, we start with rock and roll, and we just mean the first concert you went to on your own volition. We'll start with you, Mike.
Well, I was not allowed to go to concerts. My father was a cop. He said, you know, you're just going to do drugs there. So my first real concert was Iron Maiden.
That's a great one, though.
Yes, and I sang every song.
Who was the singer? Was it Deano or was
no,
it when?
No, it was Bruce.
It was Bruce. Already, yeah. It was already Bruce. Okay, that's
great.
Cool.
I walked in. It was like the best experience of my whole life.
And were you, I mean, you started so young, so were you already a musician or were you not?
Yeah, I was actually in, that was Last Licks.
Last Licks
days.
Territory?
Yeah. My buddy Carmine was driving the Beetle and he had Yukon Jack drinking.
Where'd you see them? In Long Island?
Coliseum.
That's a Coliseum. That's
Nassau
great.
Coliseum, yeah.
And Mickey, first concert?
Can I ask who opened?
Fastway.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
And maybe Kix, I think. Well, I'm not sure.
I'm joining you on this. Maiden.
Really?
And I was Maiden.
Were you there too?
Maiden. Huh. Yeah.
He wasn't
okay.
there.
No, I wasn't even a thought, dude.
Yeah, he was Maiden there.
Maiden with opening Ghost.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That had to be not that long ago because you're a child.
I think
so.
It was 2017, I'm going to say.
Okay. Now Ghost is headlining. Right?
Yeah, I saw them recently at UBS. They kick ass. Yeah. I'm a fan.
They are a great band. I give them credit as one of the few newer rock bands that have kept going. You know, doesn't happen too much. All right, now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Okay. Let me see. First drug. I never did drugs. Okay. But one time, Last Licks again, we were in the Boogie Hotel, and everyone's cocaine. I'm like, you know, all right, whatever. So I tried a little, just a little. Like, we're not even, I faked it.
Oh, you can tell he doesn't do a lot of drugs by referring to it as just one cocaine.
One snort.
Just one cocaine.
It was one snort. No. So I didn't even really snort it either. And it was like, a little got in there, and my friend's like, oh no. He goes, that's like laced with angel dust. Now I start freaking out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That's why I never, whatever. So it was funny. And then there was a couple of people there like, that's it. Your holidays are ruined. Your holidays. It was right around Christmas. Where your holidays are going to be ruined. You're done. And so that was
did you feel anything from it or no?
No.
Oh, because you didn't do enough to do anything.
It was one snort.
Okay. And you, sir?
I'm clean.
Clean.
I'm fully clean. I don't want to get mixed up.
That's good. Well, also, you're 19. You're too young to make dumb decisions.
Look at the track marks on his arm. What are you talking? What the hell is that?
And now, what about the first time you had sex?
Janet.
Hold on. Hold your ears, baby.
Watch him, Janet.
I'm not allowed to say some stuff, but...
I feel like...
First time. Okay. First time was 17, for real. The real. Is it just like playing around with tits?
No, actual, you know...
Playing around with tits.
That was like...
Actual insertion.
Why do you say it like that?
That was at 10.
Yeah.
Next, okay. With the next door.
An actual first penetration was 17.
Yeah.
Is it a high school girlfriend?
No, it was an older woman. She took me by the hand.
Take note of this, Mickey.
Took me by the hand and we...
In Long Island somewhere?
It was, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
She took the whole hand.
She took the whole hand.
Took the whole thing and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was an older woman. She took advantage of me.
That's nice, though. Good lady. I like that there's girls like that on the universe. Yep. All right, and what about you?
I'm not really a fan of kissing and telling, but I will say age 16.
16?
No, actually not 16. Sorry, 15.
Really?
Yeah, it was...
jerking off don't count.
Yeah, I know. It was like freshman year of high school, like the summer of... And like that's... I don't really want to go in detail because like I'm still friendly with the girl and I don't want to get a message being like, yo, what the fuck?
But and it's also so new. I mean, the kid's fucking 19 and
basically
happened a week and a half ago.
This was last week.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. All right, so Mike_Torelli_musician is your Instagram, right? Holy Mother, Messiah's Kids. You could find it all at MikeTorelli.com as well, right?
YouTube is
a big place to see a lot of those great covers and stuff like that. Anything else you want to plug before we go around the room?
The new album. Anything else you think? What do you think?
Can't really plug it because it's not out yet.
Well, I'd like to let everyone know it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming out. Undecided name. We're calling it Holy Michael for now.
Yeah,
that's funny. Funny Michaels, because there's two of you.
Well, actually, our bass player's middle name is Michael. Michael. So it was the Holy Michaels and Jim.
Exactly.
That's funny. You should do that.
We're going to actually do a local show before we go and do these festivals.
Here in New York somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. I would come see that.
We're deciding. I'll get back to you. There's a couple of places locally.
All right. Cool. Zachy?
If you're listening live, I am going to do a screening of my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, at Film Noir Cinema this Saturday night. I'll be doing the Q&A after with the director, Lloyd Kaufman from Troma Films. And then just follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I got plenty of dates. I know I got Side Splinters in Tampa coming up and a few other ones to promote very soon. Thank you for tuning in.
Great. Shannon?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Me and comedian Mike Figgs have guests on and they tell their own stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay, now don't indicate. I'm going to ask a question and you have to wait till all three of us chime in. Do either of them believe in ghosts, yes or no? I'm going to go with yes, no. What do you say, Zachy?
Yes, yes.
Shannon?
So I think Mike, yes. I'm really undecided about Mike. I'll say yes.
So, and the answer is?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
I got it. No. I'm telling you. I think I'm at 70%, Shannon.
I don't believe in it.
I've seen
them. I'm not a very religious person.
Mickey, so some of these women that hit on you on the road are going to be ghosts.
I better turn into a fucking ghost in a second.
I would hope they exist.
So one thing, by the way, before I do my other plugs, which we talked about this, I think, on a pre-record, Shannon, but for Skankfest, we are doing a sex, drugs, I'm not going to announce the band, but we're doing sex, drugs, rock and roll contest where someone's going to win a scene in a porn, sing with the band at Skankfest, and get high with Big J. That's the prize. I know the band. Why
I would start that in the other order.
Well, you do it in the other order, yeah.
No, but I mean just, you know, like, you know, like the Price is Right. They don't go high, jet ski. They don't go jet ski toaster.
Yeah, you
like,
get with Jay. Yeah. You get to sing in a band and film a scene in a porn.
There we go.
There, it sounds better that way. You're right. You're right, you're right, Jeff. Zach, he's right. So that's coming up soon. We're going to narrow it down to three winners. Well, three finalists. And those three finalists will get free tickets to Skankfest. And then we will figure out the winner at Skankfest. I know the band. I think I know the porn chick. And then we just have to figure out who the winner is going to be. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, hilariously, on health and wellness is called The Good Sugar Podcast. And our new location just opened last week on 3rd Avenue, 69th Street. So listen to The Good Sugar Podcast. It comes out every Monday. And Brian, who's in the studio with me, we're doing a show tomorrow or Saturday? Saturday. And we'll be doing some from the actual store on 3rd and 69th. So come down, eat some vegan food, and we'll tape the podcast. And then that's it, everyone. We'll do a song, add a song to the playlist, pick a Holy Mother song, and we'll add it to the playlist.
What do you think?
Mesmerized by Hate.
All right, we'll add that, and we'll see everyone next time on the SCR Show. Thank you, Zachy. Thank you, Mike and Maggie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Falling.
Your fame on the walls you hide. You pray upon the weaker, but blinded from desire. Sign your name across the stars. Spend your fame.
Listening to the SDR Show.